work for.
And we see in the
the religious world today and in the religious society, we see many houses packed but hardly empty. We see many houses packed but the community is empty. We see Satan today, not the little red man in the brown with his fortune tale, but that man is dressed in a suit. That man drives cars, drives trains. That mind is thinks itself independent of God and can do its own thing. We see that in the society today that makes the society empty. And you seem to be having unity of coming together, producing pimps, producing thieves, and robbers, and murderers. Yes. The great mentality in the society while religious people are arguing victory over theocracy, ideology, and other things. So it makes it a blessing from God that we can come together and experience the commonality that we have in this society. Now, understand this. We were once called in Islam, and the media called us Black Muslims. At a time it wasn't possible for you to be black. So therefore you were scared to death. And we had our own mind too. We thought that we had it all. The key to everything. And we said that Christians were out of it, and the Christians said that Muslims were out of it. And when we said that and you said that, we were both out of it.
Things in this country we don't even know. I'm talking about follow the real sensitivity of your heart and mind. When we see something good from our own eyes,
when God has blessed us with it,
let us say, I like that. Yeah. I'm a Christian, but I like that, and I support good, healthy, sound concepts. So we invite you to this, and we thank all that God that we have one of the most progressive pastors in Dallas.
On formidable issues that most of you know about. And I was surprised to see her singing down at the, I think it was SMU.
Yeah.
And I saw her down there, I didn't know 9, 10 minutes. Why? Because they showed up in his face. We need to meet me, don't you? And I said, is he singing twice? I guess she probably said, I didn't know the man was doing that. We know that Emmanuel Washington Muhammad is here to address us. I thank Allah for presenting me in Dallas.
Right.
And we thank him for leadership like this for all of us.
Right.
Caucasian people, Latin people, African Americans, Hispanics, everybody needs God's word.
Right.
You don't need God's word, you accept the devil's word, we don't need you anymore. Peace be upon you.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. That's it.
Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. I would like to begin by thanking the Almighty, the one and all Creator, for bringing us together in this church, the congregation of Reverend Coleman, at this church, Kirkwood Church. Very happy to be here, very happy to share in your worship with you. And most of all, I'm pleased and satisfied with the wholesome and sacred concern that we have both recognized and have come together upon. And that is the concern for what the one Lord created us for, what the one Lord has established as a human concern, not necessarily the Muslim concern or the Christian concern, but the human concern. And I find that your religion, I've studied it quite well, I find that your religion and my religion agree that the human concern is the basic concern that God wants to establish us upon. And if we all keep our good human nature that God has created to us, that will cross on and on and on, and we may go in different directions, but we are human, we can make mistakes. But as long as we keep the right concern, God will bring us all together one day. And I believe that he has brought us together here upon those concerns that are human, those concerns that will take us into greater and greater growth, not only as individuals, but as community. And that's what we need. I'm sure that all of us, I've talked to Reverend Howard briefly, and also to your leader, the Reverend Cole, and we agreed within 2 minutes, we saw that we all agreed that these concerns cannot just remain spiritual concerns. Because God, in my religion and in your religion, says that hear ye the word as it is. And again he says, I want you to have both. And I believe in your religion is that abundance of life is also promised. Not just life, but abundance of life. So we just don't want to stay on spiritual basis alone. We also can come together and have a united effort to improve our material state And we don't have to join each other and give up our religious identity. I don't have to become a preacher, and you don't have to become a Muslim. All we have to do is come together into one central concern, the true human concern. And Christians and Muslims can combine their efforts to improve the material life of the common man in these big ghettos, these big cities throughout the land. I believe that the hope of the black man is not in his black identity. The hope of the black man in America is not necessarily in his Muslim identity. The hope of the black man in America is in his human identity and in him being true to his best motivation. And I believe that Allah has created a very great situation here. I'm talking about America as a situation for human growth. It's a great situation because in America, there's an invitation for you to become what you want to be. And that's not available in Mobile. I have to tell you right now that that kind of freedom is not even in the Muslim land. It used to be, but it's not there anymore. Muslims, throughout the Muslim land, they are crying for freedom. They are protesting against that leadership. They're saying that our government, our nation, has betrayed the main cause of our faith. So we find our own international community, the international community of Muslims, in disarray. And it has oppressive leaders that are standing and ruling over the people. But in America, in spite of the hellish state that we often find our lives in, and especially our family lives, I find much better family life in Muslim countries. And countries that are not under Western control are Western influence. So they have advantage on one side and a disadvantage on the other side. But in spite of the kind of disconcerting influences and divisive influences that exist in this free culture of America, and I would say wild culture of America. In spite of that, Americans believe in something that is very sacred, and that is the sacred dignity of every person, and the right of every person to pursue his own life free, and to go to his destiny and his conscience guides him. And that's a precious concept. That's the concept in our religion that our leaders throughout the international Muslim world have abandoned. So I'm happy to be in America. And I know to some of you that sounds upper college. Believe me, upper college means never met. That's how far I am from here. Never met. But I am an American because I have my own vision, my own interpretation of what America is. And I believe I have interpreted it as the founding father of this nation. And I believe that the essential idea is the freedom, the dignity, the sacred dignity of human beings, and the freedom of that individual to pursue his life that God has put it in. And we know many of us having come into the full fullness of life. In fact, it's very rare to find a single human being in this nation that has come into the fullness of his life. But God has made it so the human being is just not content with anything short of the fullness of his life. And that discontentment sometimes brings us to change our faith. It brings us sometimes to change our political views. It will change everything.
That's
right. It will change everything.
That's right.
It will eventually change all of man's society. Because God's will be. And I'd be glad to know that Americans now have met each other and they've come together on that common ground. And we have a chance now for a better future in America. We can't make it alone. There's no chance, believe me, Please, you go, please accept this. And I'm going to accept it now, my own
people, the Muslims,
from our own community. Please accept it. There's no chance in America for Muslims to progress unless they progress with other people. America is kind of saying it's impossible when you progress here unless you have the broader vision of what is needed in the life of all people. And if you're Muslim, we will recognize that.
Yeah.
Especially if we are eye-opening Muslims. Some of us are eye-closed Muslims. But if you're eye-opening Muslims, if you're Muslim and our eyes open, we will recognize that. Because our religion hasn't itself changed us. All we have to do is go to our Holy Book, and everything we need to understand what we are all about is in that book. So let us accept that. And in closing, in my closing remarks, I want to give all of us another basis for hope. And that basis is in history. It's in the history of our religion. Now, our religion began as such, that is, as is properly known now. We believe that Adam was Muslim. We believe that every true representative of God was Muslim. We believe that every human being is a Muslim in his essential nature. We believe that the sun, moon, and stars are Muslim. And most Muslims don't understand what Muslim means themselves. That's true. And this, what I'm saying to you, I'm saying it from the conscience of our Holy Book. This is not my idea. I'm speaking from the conscience of our Holy Book. Now, history shows us the movement of the spread of this religion coming from what is known as Arabia. Arabia is not a continent. America is a continent. Two continents, America. Big one. Arabia is small, but a pretty good sized piece of land. And it borders on Africa and Europe. It is called the Middle East. It's between the west, the big western continent of Africa, America, South America, and North America.